Good morning, everyone, and please be seated for a moment. I know Bet has an announcement, so she's going to come up while I talk and say, I'm back. I had a wonderful three-week vacation. Heather and I spent 1 week up in Crystal Lake, which is north of Bob Cajun. We rented a little cottage, didn't connect to the internet, and went swimming every day during that incredible, terrible heat. So I am great. That was wonderful and awesome. But what makes me even better is being back here, seeing so many wonderful faces, smiling, hearing Steve play the music, listening to Victoria sing. This is an incredible church, and I'm so thrilled to be back. Bet, what was your announcement?
My announcement is if you want to go grocery shopping again, we're going to be out in the Sterling Vestry with the cards today. Let us know if you need them. If by chance, you know, you need cards, we're not out there, come and see us. We're quite amenable to getting them out of the cupboard. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Are there any other announcements that I've completely forgotten about or don't know about because I'm freshly back from vacation? That looks good. Then why don't we begin doing what we're actually here to do, lifting our hearts and worshiping God together? Let us pray. Please stand. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And we say together, Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly pray and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. And let us pray. Almighty God, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. May we find peace in your service, and in the world to come, see you face to face, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. In our prayers for you, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Jesus Christ and the love that you have for all the saints because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. You have heard of this hope before the word of the truth, the gospel that has come to you. Just as it is bearing fruit and growing in the whole world, so it has been bearing fruit amongst yourselves from the day you heard it and truly comprehended the grace of God. This you learned from Epaphras, our brother and fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, and he has made known to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard it, we have not ceased in praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, as you bear fruit in every good work and as you grow in the knowledge of God. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of all the saints in the night. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The word of the Lord.
God stands in the council of the heavens and gives judgment in the midst of the gods.
How long will you judge unjustly and show favor to the wicked?
Save the weak and the orphan. Defend the humble and the needy.
Rescue the weak and the poor. Deliver them from the power of the wicked.
They do not know, neither do they understand. They go about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken.
Now I say to you, you are gods, and all of you children of the Most High.
Nevertheless, you shall die like mortals, and fall like any prince.
Arise, O God, and rule the earth, for you shall take all nations for your own. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law, and what do you read there? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved to pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. He then put him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend. Which of these three do you think was the neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? He said, the one who showed him mercy. Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So I think many of us have heard the parable of the Good Samaritan. It's one of those favorite Sunday school teachings. So when I say many of us, I'm including the group over in the playground. I bet you might have heard this story too, of the guy who gets beaten up by robbers, and the priest goes by and ignores him, and the Levitical class goes by and ignores him, and then this stranger who shouldn't have anything to do with him goes and looks after him. It's a pretty famous story, and it's a pretty nice one to come back to preach on. It's pretty easy because it sort of preaches itself. Until you start applying it to your daily life. One of those awesome stories that we teach kids that has a simple moral, be good to everyone, becomes difficult and challenging when you go through the McDonald's drive-thru and you see someone reaching their hand out asking for money. It becomes hard when you're walking down Dundas and see people on the street, people struggling to survive. Now, to take it at its literal face value, all of us would be stretched thin beyond capacity to help every person that we met. And it's something that I think is good to wrestle with. We have been blessed by God. There's no doubt of that. So how do we use that blessing in a way that's generous and caring and follows in line with the teaching that Jesus gave us to the Good Samaritan? That we are called to be neighbors to one another. I think the Pharisees' question to Jesus, Lord, who is my neighbor, is the wrong question in this case. I think the question is, how do we love? How do we love? One of my mentors, a man who I have great respect for, who taught me all the little hand-waving gestures and symbols that I do over the Eucharist, a fabulous priest, was a severe alcoholic. He had been removed from several of his parishes for not being able to control his drinking. And when I met him, he was 45 years sober, an incredible commitment. And when speaking with him, I asked about these people that I see. How can I support the guy at the McDonald's drive-thru? Should I give him money? And his answer to me was shocking, and I still wrestle with. He said, I only give money to people and tell them to buy more alcohol, buy more drugs, because it's only when you hit rock bottom that you're able to start again and to truly build up. I don't know if I believe him. I don't know if I agree with him that in every case that's what we should do. But I think there's something there. I think there's something there in light of the Good Samaritan. How do we love our neighbor in a Christ-like love? How do we want the best for the people sitting around us in these pews today, for the people that live next to you? For your family that might be estranged, or the person on the street that we come and meet. How do we know how to love one another? How do we know when sometimes pain and suffering is what's needed on the path for growth and development? Growth doesn't come without pain. I remember when I was getting bigger as a little guy, I grew so fast that I had what was called Achilles heel tendonitis. I grew too fast for my leg muscles to keep up and could barely walk at recess in grade 5. It was extremely painful, but it was part of the growing experience. When Jesus talks to people, he loves them so much that he invites them to grow. To become more than what they simply are. To step outside of the comfort zone. And to do something that really matters. That can actually change the world. And so when we ask the questions, who is our neighbor? What we really need to be asking is, how can I love this person so much? What can I do that will help them grow in the way that God is calling them to grow? It's not an easy question. It requires reserve. It requires insight and hope and faith in something beyond ourselves, that God will work in people's lives through us or without us. Paul's letter, the first reading that we had today, was his introduction to a new community that he had never visited before. He'd never been there. He'd only heard secondhand accounts of these people that had come to Christ. And his prayer for them was wisdom, spiritual depth, and maturity to endure all things. I think that would be his prayer for us today too, that we grow in wisdom and know when we need to help, how we can help in a way that causes the most growth, and when sometimes we know that it's not our place, but someone else's. The parable of the Good Samaritan is one that we teach to our children and then sometimes forget to look more deeply at, as we do often with what seems simple in the Bible. But the truth is that there is so much for us to engage in. Walking the Christian life is not one that's easy, but it's one that requires a community. We can't do it on our own. We need to be able to talk with one another and say, this is the situation I found myself in. What do you think I should do? And through the discernment and conversation that we have with one another, we begin to understand how God's love really moves through this world, how God's love can really transform people's lives, how God's love can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. The Christian life is not an easy one, but I am so thankful that we have each other, that we can hear the stories and the lessons of Jesus and together wrestle with how they might be applied in our lives and in our community. That's what it really means to be the church. Amen. I should stay standing here. 3 weeks away and I forget everything. Please stand. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I'd invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people.
Sing to the Lord a new song. God of mercy, you teach us that faith without works of charity and compassion is dead. Give to your church a heart for service. May the good news we proclaim be shown in word and deed. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
God of mercy, you show us that no one is above caring for neighbors in need. Stir the hearts of those with means to use their wealth for the good of all. Give us a generous will to contribute to the common good. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
God of mercy, you draw us from isolation into communities of love and support. Give us grace to befriend the lonely, support the struggling, and guide the young. Forgive us the occasions when we pass by on the other side deliberately and unintentionally, or when services are overwhelmed. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
God of mercy, you are near to us and sustain us in whatever adversity we face. Shine the light of your presence upon all who suffer. Give hope and peace to troubled hearts. We think today especially of Gavin, Catherine, Sherry, Tom, Scott, Brian, Ali, Don and Nancy, Dave and Anna, Sylvia and Pam, Jim and Marge. Sing to the Lord a new song. God of mercy, with you is the well of life. Remember, for good of all who have died, gather all the departed in gentleness and peace to the safety of your eternal kingdom. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Before we continue with the confession and absolution, I wanted to say a special prayer. We prayed for Sylvia Brightwell a couple of times, and she passed away 2 days ago. There will be a viewing on Wednesday at the cathedral and a memorial service at the cathedral at 1 o'clock on Thursday. Both Anne and I were able to visit Sylvia the day before she passed away, and she had a number of clergy and friends come through to visit her. She was an important member of this community, and we will miss her. So continue to hold Pam in your prayers at this time. Let us pray. Gracious God, one of the hardest things we can do is entrust someone to your care. We pray now for the peaceful repose of Sylvia, for Pam, and for the support that she will need in the upcoming days. Rest eternal grant unto Sylvia, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon her. May she rest in peace and rise in glory. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. And Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. May the peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us share that peace with one another. Peace be with you, my friend.
Share that peace.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Peace of Christ. Thank you. Peace be with you, darkness. Peace be with you, guys. Peace be with you. Peace of Christ. Peace be with you. Peace.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Father, your word creates in us a yearning for your kingdom. Receive all that we offer you this day, and keep us in your peace for the sake of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, that through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer, he is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. And now, with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All honor and glory are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
It's good to be loved by you. Now your face. loved by you.
Let us pray. Living God, in this sacrament we have shared in your eternal kingdom, may we who taste this mystery forever serve you in faith, hope, and love. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.